good afternoon. Welcome to the panel on Making Sense of Backlogs. I'm Mark Nelson. I'm a DNA program manager at NIJ. I share those responsibilities with my partner, Min Nguyen. We have a distinguished panel here for you today. I want to try to set the stage a little bit for why we're having this panel. NIJ often receives requests from policymakers, press, media, asking for what is the national backlog? And in the past, we've been relying on studies. National studies have been done in 2003. The most recent national study was by BJS in 2005 that is now published. So in 2007, we initiated two surveys to take a look at this issue. I want to point out that both of these are still in peer review or going into peer review, and so all the results that you hear of those two surveys will be preliminary in nature. We want to address some of the issues with backlogs and dispel some of the myths. And for example, I received a request from an individual who wanted to know why there was still a national backlog of DNA cases when we had funded $250,000 to date at the President's DNA Initiative. Why were they still there? And I think folks have a misconception. Can you? All right, I'm going to say I'm going to lean forward. Is that better? Okay. There's a misconception of what a backlog really is. And I want to set a stage for you. If you have a laboratory that's done 50% more cases this year than it did last year, we'd all say that's really good. They've made real progress. They've increased their capacity. But if their demand has gone up by 50%, their backlog won't go away. It's only when the capacity increases greater than the backlog that, or the demand, that you're going to have a decrease in backlog. So we're going to talk today. We're going to have three panelists. Our first is Kevin Strom. Kevin is a senior research scientist with the Crime, Violence, and Justice Program at RTI. And his interests are in law enforcement responses to the community violence, as well as forensic science effects on the criminal justice system. He's led numerous studies for the Department of Justice, including studies determining the nature of forensic case backlogs among law enforcement agencies, forensic labs, and medical examiner's offices. Kevin will be speaking about the survey that RTI has done of law enforcement cases that have not been submitted to crime laboratories. Our second panelist will be discussing the impact of increasing demands and a huge increase in his particular demand on his crime laboratory. Our second speaker will be Greg Matheson, who's the director of the Los Angeles Police Department Crime Lab. He's been with the lab as a criminalist supervisor and manager for 30 years. And I'm going to have to read this part. He's court-qualified in toxicology, serology, crime scenes, explosives, flammable liquids, and vehicle lamp filaments. Obviously, very well qualified. He served on the board of directors for the CAC, California Association of Crime Lab Directors, ASCLAD, American Board of Criminalistics, and is a member of the American Academy of Forensic Sciences. Our third speaker will be speaking about case backlogs in crime laboratories, as well as an overview perspective. And he's very well qualified to do that. It's Kevin Lothridge, he's the CEO of the NFSTC. And in 2007, NFSTC won a competitive process to become the NIJ Center for Forensic Excellence. Previous to being the CEO, Kevin has been a chemist, a chief chemist, lab director. And although he's trained as a forensic chemist, he's acquired expertise in other areas such as drug chemistry and fire debris analysis, and he's the past president of the American Society of Crime Lab Directors. We're going to hold all questions until the end of the panel, and I'll call on Kevin to start us off. Kevin Strom.